Talking Travel with Sarah and Ed. With destination Cleveland, Ohio. World-class experiences without the world-class ego. Unapologetic, unstoppable, unafraid. With direct flights from Dublin to Cleveland. Learn more at thisiscleveland.com.
Ed Finn is in studio from Ed Finn Travels. Hi Ed, how are you?
Trina, how are you? Great
good,
to see you.
Good. So we're going to take a look today at a place that I don't think we've ever covered on the show before. Now a lot of our listeners would be like, I'm very familiar with this because we're talking about
Limerick.
Limerick.
And not just Limerick, but a part of Limerick that I had never gone to before much really.
Yeah.
East Limerick, right?
Okay.
Kilmallock, Bruff, that whole Ballyhoura. Amazing. Now, honestly, when I say like last year we made a lovely little TV programme about Limerick. It was all the city stuff, you know, all the beautiful things there. Never been to this area. And I started off by mountain biking in Ireland's largest trail centre. Now, when I say to you, I drove, you know, Ballyhoura, you go to this, it's like Lord of the Rings all of a sudden. Mountains, mist, and I'm like, wow. And then I go up and there's this massive mountain bike centre with all these people like active. It's like something you'd see in the Tour de France.
Wow,
unbelievable. Well, I know it's mountain biking.
You showed me the video there. I would have thought now that you were into the cycling, you were pretty good on the bike.
Yeah, no, I do. I cycled in here today, Trina. I've a very light carbon footprint, but absolutely fabulous. Chris O'Callaghan runs the place there. And in fact, his son, Oisin, won the elite mountain bike championship, the world championship, which is massive. He's a guy that I'm going to chat to at some stage. But this was phenomenal. Like, they have, when I say it's the largest trail centre, like they have all these massive trails everywhere. Now, you know when you're flying, you see the guys on mountain bikes, you know those videos
you see
are up in the air and everything.
Yeah.
I just went up a little bit, you know, because I was, as you'll see, I did one there called the Snake. And I'll tell you, it was very fun. Now, you know, the mountain bikes that Chris has, you press a button and the saddle goes up and down. This is like another level of mountain bikes.
Do you
serious
hire
equipment.
Your bike, do you bring your own bike?
No, he has everything there. Like I just went, I was, helmets, bikes, the whole lot. He gave me the map. He gave us everything and off you go. But no, the mountain bike is amazing. Like you literally press a button and your saddle goes up and down because when you're doing the trail, you're obviously up on your kind of, you're up high on the pedals. But like he was so good and it was absolutely amazing. I mean, they've been on loads of programs and stuff, but this is really fabulous. And I must say, I loved it. I would drive down to Ballyhoura, to this place every Sunday to do what I did. Like
it was
so good. And as I said to you, his son, Oisin, he started this when he was a young fella. And mountain biking isn't appreciated, I suppose, in Ireland as much as it is globally because it's massive. But I was I thought I was in Colorado or Alaska. It was brilliant. It was such fun. I love cycling, so I'll be back to do more again. Then, right, I went off to meet Brian Colopy. He runs the Loch Gur Heritage Centre. Now, I didn't realise that Limerick has such amazing heritage and history. The stone circles, the Grange stone circles, the biggest stone circle in Ireland. It's all the expletives today. Biggest mountain bike park, but seriously, amazing stone circles there. And the history, Brian is a historian and a folklorist, and he was fascinating to listen to. The oldest Neolithic settlement was found on a hill just behind this stone circle. You're talking way over, like past the pyramids.
Because I'd never think of Limerick for that. You always kind of think of Meath and places like that, don't you?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And what was incredible is like people arrived in Loch Gur around 4000 BC. So they were attracted by the plentiful supply. There was loads of natural material there. I mean, you know, quartz, all this kind of stuff. Like the stone was amazing. So how they got the stones here, what the actual stones are all about, these are all really interesting.
Kitchens now, the quartz work.
I'll tell you, absolutely. And the bronze, you know, in the Heritage Centre then, the Heritage Centre is based overlooking Loch Gur. Now, when I say to you, Yates, the wild swans at Cool, swans gliding across the lake, there's a Cranogues, there's a castle. It's just like go back in time. And the sun was shining, it was a beautiful day, the lake was like glass. And all these kayakers were walking past me down, about 30 of them, all off kayaking on the lake. And it was like halcyon, idyllic beauty. And it was lovely. And the visitor centre is really, really interesting. Set up in 1981, but fascinating. The other thing then that I found very interesting was I knew about Kennedy, John F. Kennedy, and the connection with, you know, Wexford and New Ross and the Ken. But of course, his mother, Rose Fitzgerald, came from Thomas Fitzgerald, a grandfather, came from Bruff.
Okay.
And he took a Bible with him when he left Ireland after the famine, like 1852. And that was the Bible that John F. Kennedy was sworn in on when he was elected president,
Go
when
away.
He was inaugurated.
Right.
And the FBI...
So traveled.
Yeah, the FBI went to the house that morning and they got the Bible. Imagine. Now, the Fitzgerald family, I suppose, going way back from Thomas Morris Fitzgerald, they have been there, like they were supporters of Strongbow's Anglo-Norman invasion in 1169. So the history there is amazing. Cian Mulqueen, who is the secretary of the Brough Heritage Society, he came and gave me all the history of it. And honestly, Caroline Kennedy in 2013, she went there. They inaugurated the centre. Just fascinating stuff. Like really, really. And they have Jackie's dress. They have all sorts of lovely memorabilia there. It was such a cute place, Brough, and I loved it. Kilmallock, of course, the most amazing friary there. The church in Kilmallock has Harry Clark stained glass windows in it. I probably lit every candle in the church when I went in. I paid a fiver. They even take cards in the church, right? They're very up. They're very advanced in Kilmallock. But the Ballyhoura apple farm, right? Now, you know cider vinegar is great for losing weight and all
the
that.
Apple cider vinegar. Yeah, sorry, yeah. That's right. Apparently so.
Now, Maurice Gilbert has won more awards than you care to remember. Like, he's an incredible guy. He mixes apple juice with beetroot, like all these superfoods. His stuff, probably people will know his stuff because it's readily available in Lidl. You'll see it everywhere. I'm on that now, by the way, since I was down there. I've had a little glass every morning and it's fabulous stuff. It gives you great energy. After the Sloane Circles then, I did something that I absolutely always wanted to do. I went to Lochgar Pottery and I met Claire, who runs Lochgar Pottery. Claire used to be a solicitor and she gave it all up because she absolutely loves doing all this ceramics and creative stuff. Her pottery is beautiful. Now, the area that Claire is living in there, right, that has been inhabited for over 6,000 years. Again, a few minutes from the Lochgar Lake I was talking about and the surrounds. But all the archaeological treasures that are there, she has based her style of pottery, beautiful blues and silvers. She had me sitting down, the wheel spinning, thumbs in, and I made what I would consider to be a Picasso-type ashtray.
Right.
Trina, because it's certain, you know, the faces that Picasso does, slightly, yeah.
Yeah, so, but was it like a ghost moment? Was there anyone
well,
behind you?
I don't know if Claire will be firing it, but, you know, certainly was interesting. But, like, she does these gorgeous Christmas decorations.
I'm just looking at them here on the website.
Yeah, I think I bought, like, about, everyone, by the way, is getting one of Claire's things for Christmas.
This is a Santa Claus one, and it's a Donna, no, Jazz Santa.
Yeah, so naughty but you? Nice. Are you... Donna new das and $12.99, like fabulous, and you have them
gorgeous.
Forever.
Yeah,
they're not just for Christmas; they're actually for every Christmas.
Very good.
But yeah, but that was really really nice. And the other thing which I really loved was I stayed in a gorgeous place again, an old restored house, Debert House. They only have 20 rooms in it, run by Maureen O'Sullivan there and her team, the daughters, and her mother Kathleen used to run it, the food, right? We had Sunday roast when I arrived.
I was waiting to hear about the food,
I'm talking like, again, no, I'd say I'd go down for the mountain biking after that, the lunch, because it was the roast beef, Yorkshire pudding, but you know what she had on the starter? A mushroom volvant. You know the chicken and mushroom volvant with
them.
The sauce and the crispy,
creamy
like
sauce.
I could have had four of them, Trina.
Lovely.
Delicious. And then, of course, the breakfast was fantastic, all local stuff. And they do all sorts of things there. They have a gorgeous hotel, but I had never been. Debert House, absolutely super. I loved it. And a really, really warm, like, you know, the Irish hospitality that we talk about. It's alive and well in Ballyhoura and Kilmallock. Yeah, really, really nice. Fitzgerald's pub, by the way. Imagine this. We went into Fitzgerald's, myself and my sound guy. We call him Sound. He's Sound, you know. And it was incredible. We were having a pint of Guinness, one of the best Guinnesses I've had ever in Ireland. And it was about €2 cheaper than up here. And
can I ask you about that? Because I don't drink, right?
Yeah.
So a pint of Guinness, and you hear this about, how does Guinness taste differently?
Yeah, you just get, it has that gorgeous.
Is it the way it's pulled?
Yeah,
or is it?
Yeah, well, Christina was the lady there, right? And I remember her name because she was teaching me about this. I asked her the same question that you're asked. It's the taste, and it's just that gorgeous velvety creaminess that Guinness has when it's really good. Now that's personal; it's a subjective thing.
Why is it different there to somewhere else?
Well, I mean, it's just the taste. It's like when you get a fillet steak in one restaurant and you get it another, and you're like, oh my god, that's amazing, or whatever you're eating yourself. It's just really the quality of it, and you know when it hits the back of your throat, you know, oh my god, this is a good Guinness. Yeah, it's a mystery, Trina.
There you go.
Anyway, but Dick, one of the locals, was was there chatting away to us, and the next thing there was a pint put behind the bar for us, and he bought us two drinks. Like, where would you get that? So the pints cost us very little, Trina, there, but it was a really gorgeous few days, I must say. That whole area is undiscovered and full of stuff. Like, I mean, there's just so many different things there that I loved and really enjoyed. And I suppose it kind of ticks a box in terms of heritage. I didn't realize, like, you're talking, as I said, going back 6,000 years. Yeah. Beautiful. You'd love it. I love old things, Trina, you know? So, like, this was something very special for me. I mean, I'm saying to people, like, definitely check this out. By the way, Trina, I just want to give a little shout out to Shane and Eileen at Limerick Tourism, limerick.ie, for putting this great little few days together for me, the itinerary, full of surprises.
Yeah.
Limerick, East Limerick, embrace the unexpected.
I thought you were going to say for putting up with me.
Yeah. Margaret was eating out of house and home, God love her. But like, fabulous. By the way, the Wolftones are having their farewell concert in Thomond Park on the 16th of July. So I suppose all the tickets are gone by now. But
Is that Ed looking for a ticket?
I am, yeah. I have my room booked in Diebert House, by the way. So if there's any kind person out there who wants someone to go with them.
What is he like?
I know.
And Ed, you've got a new telly show starting?
Starlet, on Sunday coming, the 24th, 6 p.m. on Virgin Media 3, Ed Finn's America, Trina. Great, absolutely had great fun making this. Cleveland, Columbus, Cincinnati, New Jersey, Philadelphia, and we finish on a high in the Mile High City of Denver. It's repeated every week on Virgin Media 1. So on the 30th, it's on 1 at 1 p.m. and it's on 3 at 6 p.m. and it's on for 6 weeks. And I'd love people to watch it because you'll be so surprised at the things. Like, we're in Princeton where they filmed Oppenheimer, but Ohio, for example, nothing like the Ohio we hear about here. Fabulous. People will really enjoy it.
And I'm sure that goes on the player as well, does it?
Does. Absolutely.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Ed
Finn's America. Making America great again, Trina.
Oh, good luck. See you, Ed.
See ya.
Talking Travel with Sarah and Ed, with Destination Cleveland, Ohio. World-class experiences without the world-class ego. Unapologetic, unstoppable, unafraid. With direct flights from Dublin to Cleveland, learn more at thisiscleveland.com.